Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Catch it. DK Metcalf and mixing it up with someone in the stands.
Oh, my gosh.
And that not going to have great consequences for the Steelers. DK Metcalf and mixing it up with someone in the stands.
Oh, my gosh.
And that not going to have great consequences for the Steelers. If you want to
be happy, Merry Christmas Eve to everybody out there. Thank you for tuning in to a PM team on Christmas Eve. No P or M. Chris and Andrew spending time with their families on Christmas Eve and through the holiday weekend. Donnie Football comes from behind the glass to behind the microphone. Intern Dom DiTomaso is with me this afternoon. We will take you up until 6 o'clock. A loaded up show. More reaction to a move that the Pirates made yesterday. We will chat with Jacob Meyer from the Baltimore Sun. He covers the Orioles. We'll talk to him in just over 10 minutes time. Ken Carman, morning show host in Cleveland. He will join in about 25 minutes to chat it up a little bit about the Steelers and Browns matchup on Sunday afternoon. 3 o'clock hour, we will have Jason Mackey talk both Penguins and Pirates, the move that the Buccos made yesterday and the horrible month of December that the Penguins have gone through. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Aditi will join us a little bit earlier today. Just before 4 o'clock, Jeff Hathorn joins us, as always, at 5:15. So just getting ahead, a little rundown there of what we have going on today from 2 until 6. Nobody local on tonight. That'll be Infinity Sports Network. We will have all three of the NFL games for you tomorrow on Christmas Day. That there from Jim Nantz from the CBS broadcast Sunday afternoon in Detroit. A game that I attended as a fan. You could probably still hear a little bit of that in my voice. The boys, as always, they get after it on their Steelers road trip. And then the game itself, certainly one that did not lack any drama. That, I will for a long time think, Dom, is probably one of the best NFL games I have ever attended. It felt a little bit to me like the Jesse James game. I know that that didn't go in the Steelers' direction, but the wave of emotions that were felt at the end of the game between the two fan bases, that's what it felt like to me. You could kind of hear it when Carl Cheffers made that final penalty call on the last play of the game. That place erupted when he said touchdown, which he should have never said. He should have just immediately called it a pass interference, no touchdown, game over. Instead, he just got everybody wearing the Lions uniforms excited because he said it was a touchdown. The place goes crazy. However, and then he got into the rest of his explanation. So you hear a little bit of the remnants of that trip in my voice. But one of the overarching stories from that game is everything that happened with DK Metcalf. The interaction with a fan in the crowd for calling him by his, quote, government name. Allegedly, that is all the fan said to him. DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf, which he has told people that cover the Steelers. He has also told Rob King, who is the Steelers radio play-by-play voice, that he actually prefers to be called DeKalen, but DK is easier to say. So it does make me wonder, you know, what was really said there. Could this guy have really flown off the handle for something that little? Maybe, but I still think something fishy is going on there. The NFL upholding the 2-game suspension, so DK's regular season is over. He will be eligible to join the Steelers in the postseason, assuming they make it. Now, there are scenarios there that can happen heading into Week 17. Pittsburgh, you'll have to win the division. There will not be a wild card team from the AFC North. So it is either win the division or go home. And for the Steelers this weekend, there are two different ways they can do that. It could be handled Saturday night if the Packers beat the Ravens, or if the Packers and Ravens tie in Green Bay, that will send the Steelers to the playoffs as the AFC North representative. Or on Sunday, no matter what the Ravens do on Saturday night, a Steelers win against the Browns in Cleveland will secure the AFC North for Pittsburgh. Now, what is that loss here for DK Metcalf becomes very interesting because of the guaranteed money aspect of all of this. The reports came out when the suspension was first handed down that Metcalf was potentially losing his $45 million in guarantees. That gets voided. That is voided from his contract due to this suspension and due to the interaction with a fan. So that opens up possibilities more down the road for the Steelers. And that means that, hey, you know, if things ever go south here on the field, that they can kind of cut bait and they're at no loss. So it does kind of benefit the team in an odd way because of the guaranteed money that is now voided down the road. He also loses $555K roughly in salary for the final two games of the regular season. But I'll be honest, I actually don't think they'll need him. I oddly get the feel that the Packers will take care of the Steelers' business on Saturday night. I think they'll get the job done. I don't think the Steelers will actually have to worry about winning the game on Sunday in Cleveland, because I have that weird feeling that the Packers, who may not have either of their first two quarterbacks, which, by the way, Clayton Toon, who used to play for the Cardinals, is the third quarterback there. He may be the guy starting. But it's also a real possibility that Tyler Snoop Huntley, the former Pro Bowler, is the guy starting for the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson missing practice again today, but both of the other quarterbacks for the Packers, the starter Jordan Love and his backup Malik Willis, remember that name from the 2022 draft, he also missed practice today. So the Packers could be playing their third guy, and the Ravens could be riding with Snoop Huntley. And I have the odd feel that Green Bay is just going to find a way to get it done. I don't know what it is. But I think they find a way to win that game. They certainly still have something to play for in that game on Saturday night. And the absence now of DK Metcalf, that opens up the possibility for somebody like Roman Wilson, of all people, who has been a healthy scratch in the last few games, to have a chance to work his way back into the good side of the Steelers' offense, maybe the good side of Aaron Rodgers, but who knows? We'll have to wait until Sunday before we get there. 412-928-9370. That helps you join the conversation. That same number gets you hooked up on the fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, we will pivot to the Pirates for just a moment. They made a little bit of a splash yesterday, their first multi-year free agent deal in almost a decade. Who did they sign? What does it mean for their team in 2026? We will get into that coming up next. Jacob Meyer from the Baltimore Sun, he will tell us all about Ryan O'Hearn in the next couple of minutes. Time is 2:18. That's brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best store for all of your Christmas gifts.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball right side and through. Base hit. Sanchez scores. Urias behind him. He'll score. Mullins to third. Two-run single. Ryan O'Hearn. We're tied at four.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. On that Fan Hotline, we find a man who watched a lot of Ryan O'Hearn's baseball games for the last couple of seasons, O'Hearn signed by the Pirates yesterday, a two-year deal worth $29 million. And everybody's favorite trivia question is, before Ryan O'Hearn, who was the last free agent the Pirates signed to a multi-year deal, that would be Ivan Nova back in 2016. Almost a decade in the making. And with that being said, we bring in Jacob Meyer from the Baltimore Sun. He is the Orioles reporter over there. Jacob, first, a former college classmate of mine, by the way, Dom, a Waynesburg alum, is Jacob, 1 year ahead of me. Hope you have a great holiday. I do want to ask what your favorite Christmas movie is, Jacob.
That's a great question. First, thanks for having me on, Donnie. Always a pleasure to be on with a Waynesburg legend. I don't know. I'll be controversial and just say Die Hard, just to get the people going.
So did you also know, I mean, I think it's fair at this point to call that a Christmas movie. We do a thing on Tuesdays in the afternoon. We call it the name game. It's kind of like a, you know, kind of like a college drinking game you could do back in the day. You just kind of go around in a circle and you name, you know, something from a given topic. So yesterday, Jacob, one of those was the top 30 Christmas movies of all time as rated by Rotten Tomatoes. And Die Hard's always the controversial one, but there were plenty of others that are not Christmas movies that found their way onto that list. Like, you consider Edward Scissorhands a movie, a Christmas movie?
I would lean no, but I have to be honest, it's been quite a minute since I don't think I can recall the plot exactly. Christmas has to be integral to the film, and Die Hard, Christmas is integral to Die Hard. And I understand it's not a typical Christmas movie, but it is an important part of the plot of that movie.
Yeah, so like Edward Scissorhands is on the list. Die Hard was on the list, which I think is fine. There was another goofy one, like one of the Batman movies with Michael Keaton, maybe Batman Returns. Apparently that gets labeled a Christmas movie. There were several that I just had never heard of. And here's me naming Christmas Vacation thinking, oh man, that's got to be in the top 30. And the people at Rotten Tomatoes put it at like 64. I mean, I can't win, man. I can't win. But it feels like the Pirates won a little bit here. Jacob, did they get a pretty good player in Ryan O'Hearn?
Yeah, it's the cliche, right? That the Pirates got a good player and an even better person. Ryan O'Hearn is somebody that became beloved in Baltimore and among Orioles fans because of the type of player and person and teammate that he was. And the same thing is going to happen in Pittsburgh. He is a gritty, blue collar, all the cliches that you can use type of ball player. I think 2 for $29, in my opinion, is kind of a steal. I think Ryan O'Hearn is a player that was worth getting a third year in free agency. But with the way that free agency in Major League Baseball works now, is a lot of players like O'Hearn, who I don't know what the deal will be with him in Pittsburgh, if he's going to platoon, if he's only going to play against righties, or if they're going to plan to have him play every day. But, you know, he's not exactly a guy that's going to play 162, and he's not a great defensive player. But over the past three seasons, right, he was in Kansas City and not a great prospect, but a pretty good prospect, and he came up and had a lot of success like 7 years ago. And then he just became a bench bat for them for a long time and was just stuck on the bench and was a pinch hitter. I'm pretty sure he's has the franchise record in Kansas City for pinch hit home runs because he did it for so long there. And then the Orioles claim him off waivers ahead of the 23 season, make a couple tweaks with his swing. He's a kind of a late bloomer in terms of his ability to know what pitchers are doing against him and what he's learned with his swing. Over the past 3 years, his OPS plus is 122, right? So he's 22% above league average as a hitter for $15 million a season. That's a great production that the Pirates are getting.
Yeah, I mean, the Pirates had one guy last year in their offense that played, you know, a decent amount of games, you know, let's just say about 100 games, that had an OPS plus over 100, and that was Spencer Horwitz, who, oddly enough, is also the guy that, you know, last year played first base for them. So you mentioned you don't know how great, or, you know, you don't want to say that O'Hearn's a great defensive player. He's kind of an average one. Where do you feel like he fits best defensively, or should they even consider him as a DH?
Yeah, I think all of the above. I think he is probably a slightly below league average first baseman. You can put him at first, and you're never going to be like, oh my God, this guy can't play the position. But he's also never really going to wow you at first base. In the outfield, and if I'm trying to remember PNC Park correctly, one of the corners there is a pretty easy corner to play. It's not extremely difficult to play corner outfield at that ballpark. So if you have O'Hearn in right field, at PNC, like he can more than hold his own out there. He's actually kind of sneaky fast. If you look at his Baseball Savant page, he's faster than what you expect for a guy that was an all-star at designated hitter in the American League and is in his early 30s. So I think it might be a situation where they can use him if they need to give Horwitz a day off at first. They can use him in corner outfield, or they can have him at DH. So it gives them probably some flexibility at the corners.
PNC Park can be tough for guys that try to have power if they're right-handed hitters because things can get deep out in left center field and such. But right. O'Hearn's going to be a dude that benefits on the other end because it's a relatively short right field porch. Right. Do you think, given what his home run numbers were in his time in Baltimore, how do you think that will translate to PNC Park?
Yeah, I think it translates fine. And if you look at his spray chart, he's a complete hitter. It's really impressive. He can, even though it can get deep in left center, he can put one out at left center at any ballpark. One of the issues for him was in Kansas City was Kauffman Stadium is a huge ballpark, massive outfield, especially mm-hmm. in dead center and in the corner in left center and right center. And it's also really cold there and the ball just doesn't fly. So he had a lot of deep flyouts at Kauffman that ended up leaving the park, when he came to Camden Yards. And so, I think he's going to fit that ballpark great. I think he's going to fit the city great. And listen, I understand it's been a long time since the Pirates have signed somebody to a multi-year deal. The Orioles went through a very similar process with, before their current ownership changed. They went a long time without signing players to a multi-year deal. And in my view, I don't think there's a better player that they could have kind of broken that egg with than a guy like O'Hearn.
Talking to Jacob Meyer, he covers the Baltimore Orioles for the Baltimore Sun. He's breaking down this Ryan O'Hearn deal to the Buccos, 2 years for $29 million, which he calls a steal. Jacob, how is he health-wise? Because the last 2 years he's played over 140 games, which is pretty good. But before that, in the times he was bouncing around in Kansas City, he only played over 100 games once, and that was again with the Orioles back in 23.
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember in 3 years he was on the team, I'm actually not sure if he landed on the injured list a single time. I know he actually had a small injury in spring training in 2023 when he was first with the team and they kind of claimed him, he was a cast off and they claimed him off waivers. In 23, he started the season in AAA and he didn't get called up until late April. And then he got sent back down to AAA. So he was kind of up and down a little bit at the beginning of 23 before he really broke out that summer and then became more of an everyday guy starting in 2024. But injury-wise, like this is a guy that takes his craft extremely seriously. I think Pirates fans will probably enjoy just like the gritty way he goes about it. And when he made the All-Star game this past season, it was really fun to see. Like, listen, all of these guys have stories about challenges they've overcome in their careers, whether it be injuries or stuff with their upbringing or whatever. But man, Ryan O'Hearn like was thinking of going and playing and. In Korea or Japan after he got let go by Kansas City. And this is truly somebody that a few years ago, absolutely nobody would have expected to be, starting an All-Star game and signing a multi-year contract where he's going to make life-changing money. And so this is somebody that I think they can rely on health-wise. And you mentioned how I think that this is a steal in terms of the contract. What's interesting is the Orioles had a player last offseason who hit free agency, Anthony Santander. He signed with the Blue Jays a 5-year, $92 million contract. Now, some of that money was deferred, but Santander had hit 40 home runs in his walk year, which is why he got such a big contract. I watched those two players in the same lineup, and I don't really see much of a difference between those two players in terms of their offensive production. They're very different hitters, but in terms of their production, I can't really say which one would be better in my view. Now, Santander had a really bad first season with Toronto where he dealt with a bunch of injuries. But, yeah, I think with the moves that the Pirates have made between Brandon Lau and getting O'Hearn, the lineup looks a lot better.
Are the Ravens going to make the playoffs, Jacob?
Here we go. No, I don't think anybody can say that they're going to make the playoffs. I do find it interesting that understandably so, everybody is just assuming that the Ravens are dead, and they will probably prove everybody correct when they go into Green Bay and either lay an egg or they have a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter that they somehow find to blow by not giving Derrick Henry the football. Now, what is interesting is, I don't need to remind Steelers fans of this, but I think the national media and people in Baltimore aren't really aware of this. The Steelers have a lot of trouble playing in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. A lot of trouble. I think when I went and looked, they're 1-5 in the past six matchups in Cleveland. And on top of that, Cleveland has played really well at home. I mean, they've played some really good teams and taken them to the brink. They just did it this past weekend. Your mileage may vary on Shedeur Sanders and that entire circus. But he's obviously the best, you know, giving them the best quarterback play that they've had this season. And so I think it's been interesting to me too, that the line has moved a little bit, that it's now only Pittsburgh -3. So for any conspiracy theorists out there about a potential script that the NFL has or any of that stuff, listen, man, the NFL wants that game in week 18, but they probably won't get it. And Aaron Rodgers might not be playing on Sunday against Cleveland because the Ravens will probably inevitably find a way to lose in Green Bay.
There we go. Jacob Meyer, a Baltimore native, a Ravens fan. He covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Sun, giving us some of the skinny there on Ryan O'Hearn. Jacob, thanks for taking the time, man, and have a great holiday.
Merry Christmas, Donnie. Thanks, Seth.
There we go. Jacob Meyer from the Baltimore Sun. You can follow along on Twitter. You can also watch the shows now on Twitter, live at 93.7 The Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up, we take a look at the other side of this Steelers-Browns matchup. We talk to the best radio host in the city of Cleveland, Ken Carman. He joins the show in just a couple of minutes right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football in for Pony and Chris on this Christmas Eve edition of the PM team. Intern Dom DiTommaso is with me behind the glass. Just had a nice conversation there with Jacob Meyer from the Baltimore Sun. You can go back and check that out as he broke down the Pirates signing of Ryan O'Hearn yesterday. 2 years, $29 million deal. Right now, we're going to take a look at the other side of the Steelers and Browns matchup on Sunday with the best radio host in the city of Cleveland, morning show host from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. That is the one and only Ken Carmen. Ken, first, favorite Christmas movie?
I forget all that. I'll answer that here in a second. No. You got to, son, you have to open that and then put the beers in the fridge. That's what's called loading the fridge. Is the intern that you have, is that the one who said the play on Sunday was bigger than the Immaculate Reception?
No, so that is my current intern, Jack. Dom, okay. Dom was my intern a couple of years ago, but we still call him Intern Dom.
All right, thank God, Dom or Don?
Dom, D-O-M, like Big Dom in Philly, the security
thank
guard.
Thank God Dom's not that silly. That was one of the silliest things I've ever heard in my life.
He's had a few silly takes. I mean, speaking of the Immaculate Reception, he thinks that was an incomplete pass.
Well, I'd call it worse. I would call it worse than that, but it's the holiday season, so I don't want to say anything worse. because one was basically starting a dynasty, and the other one was a week, 15, 16 game? I don't know. I lose track because the Browns are not very good right now. So I'm glad the intern that called me was not as bad as the guy who – certainly not as bad as the guy who tried to say that for Steelers fans. Good God almighty. All right. Favorite Christmas movie, you asked?
Yes.
I do like It's a Wonderful Life. I do like that. Christmas Vacation is probably my favorite. It speaks to me. I don't understand. I got to tell you, 11 days he invited his in-laws and his parents over. 11 days. Think about that, Donnie. I mean, that's just crazy to stay at your house for 11 days. That's insane. Also, if you notice this, and I'm going to keep talking at the mouth here. My son is filling up the beer fridge. I'm getting ready to wrap some presents for my dad and his girlfriend. My mom has passed, and she's actually in an urn in my office right now. Well, she's in a box in my office right now, but that's a different story for a different day. I'm wrapping presents right now. It is completely ridiculous to have your in-laws there, but also – Donnie, your wife, your to-be wife, where is she from?
She's from the same general area as me. She's from Irwin.
Okay. You'll notice this is that 90% of the time you move to an area that's close to the mother of the children. We moved 40 minutes away from Canfield, which is where my wife's family is from, because they come and watch the children very much. And you will notice this as well. And I didn't understand how it seemed that both sets of parents were coming out of town. Now, I get that he was having a job in Chicago, except he was a big Bears fan and had all this other stuff. So I didn't understand how everybody was from far away from Chicago as could possibly be, including his brother-in-law. But then they all came into town and stayed with him for 11 days. Either way, Christmas Vacation, favorite Christmas movie. Away we go.
So I actually got, speaking of that movie, I was just telling Jacob, our last guest, about how Pony, Chris, and I do a thing on Tuesdays called the Name Game. And we give a category. You kind of just go around the room and you have to name something pertaining to the category. If you miss it, you lose. Yesterday, one of the categories was the top 30 Christmas movies of all time, according to Rotten Tomatoes. So,
ooh, that's bad. That's bad. I hate Rotten Tomatoes.
I know.
Go ahead.
I know. And I've gotten screwed on this before, and you better believe I got screwed again yesterday. We get a couple of rounds through. I said, I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, nobody has said Christmas Vacation. That has to be in the top 30. It was like number 65.
What?
Yes.
See, that's, I'm telling you, Rotten Tomatoes does it just so people go to their website. I think asinine.
Yeah, I think you're on to something there. Like, and like also who gave them, you know, the precedent to be the end all be all here?
Well, there's IMDb, there's Rotten Tomatoes, but honestly, there's common sense. And I think that everybody listening right now in the fine area of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the metro there, I think they should use their judgment with common sense and just take it as it is. And that, I don't think Rotten Tomatoes or IMDb is the best judgment of what the top 10 Christmas movies are.
That is the voice of Ken Carmen, morning show host on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. Ken, you're going to the game with Pony and Chris. I'm very upset with myself that I can't go. We always go to visit my family in Delaware right after the Christmas holiday, so I have to miss out on the fun. But Chris is afraid to wear any Steelers gear. I mean, how do you feel about that move?
There's going to be a bunch of Steelers fans there.
He said he's just going to wear like a neutral like hoodie and sweatshirt.
Just wear your Steelers things. He'll be with me. No one's going to hit him if he's with me.
I tried to explain that to him yesterday. I'm like, toss it. He's like, well, all I have is one Steelers hoodie. I'm like, all right, well, toss that on like over like a pair of long johns and I don't know, wear a Carhartt hat. You'll be fine.
As long as he says he's with me, he's going to be fine. First off, we're 3-12. There's not going to be very many Browns fans there. It'll be more Steelers fans. So he doesn't have to really worry as much. Now, the area, and I will say the section we're sitting, Donnie, is going to be all Browns fans for the most part because it's the 537. But no one's going to do anything crazy to him if he's sitting with me. Everything's going to be fine. I'll tell everybody he's cool. I think he's being a little bit too afraid.
Yeah.
To keep it PG for everybody. Yeah. He's being a little bit too afraid.
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed. I mean, plus Pony's the guy that always gets punched in the face. I don't think Chris is too level-headed. I mean, I don't think he has anything to worry about.
No, Chris doesn't have anything to worry about. Chris is going to be absolutely fine.
Ken, one of the big things in this game is, you know, at least for the Browns, I know they don't have a ton to play for record-wise, but Myles Garrett chasing history. Do you expect him to achieve that Sunday afternoon?
I got to tell you, I don't know. They only lined him up on one side of the ball last week. And I mean like left or right. They only lined him up on their right side last week. And the Bills just ran away from him. They ran boot away from him. There was a lot of checks, a lot of things that I think that went away from him and just kept him at bay. Mike Tomlin's smart enough. Arthur Smith's smart enough. I think they'll try to keep the football away from him. If he lines up in a 5 technique, if he lines up in a 3 technique, if he lines up in the middle linebacker like he has before, I think he's going to have himself a chance. Donnie, I think the biggest problem is that they lost Malik Collins earlier this year, and as a veteran defensive tackle who can plug the run, he was able to open up opportunities for the rookie Mason Graham, for the second-year player Mike Hall, who was coming back from a serious knee injury last year. And then without Malik Collins, they've been a sieve against the run. And then when they've lost Denzel Ward, they already lost MJ Emerson before the season started. So now you go to a secondary that's with Sam Webb and is with Miles Harden, and it's nowhere near what the secondary has been with Denzel Ward, because Denzel Ward cuts up half the field. So now you can run against the Browns the way you really couldn't run against the Browns through the first 10 games of the season this year. And I think that's become a problem for Myles Garrett, because Myles is in a mode where he just wants to go after the sack record. And I think Browns fans are okay with that. But I think that they're going to be able to – Pittsburgh is going to be able to line up and run the football with a lot of success. And Aaron Rodgers isn't stupid. I mean, he's been playing forever, and he's one of the best to ever do it. So he's going to be able to get rid of the football. I think this is going to be a very difficult Sunday for Myles in terms of being able to actually break – the record and achieve history at home.
I'm a little bit surprised by that. I thought you would have had a confident feel that he would get it, because I think he has like 5 sacks in the last 2 matchups, something crazy like that. But I mean,
I really would, but I mean, the way I've been kind of making the jokes where it's like everything starts with a wide 9, and I've been like, well, he's in the wide 86. Like they have him lined up as far wide as possible. And there's been a lot of checkdowns that have been able to beat him very quickly. There's been some chips. There's been some double teams. Because, again, if you can't get a gap pressure, Donnie, you know this. If they don't respect your A-gap pressure, then the guards are just going to look at 95. And that's what happened. That's what happened on Sunday against Buffalo, and that's really what happened the week before. So I think that this is going to be more difficult than what we think it's going to be. I know that it feels as if, and I listen to a lot of 93.7, I'll admit, it feels as if Steelers fans are perpetually disappointed in their offensive line. And their offensive line, I think, has gotten better, but maybe some people are going to disagree over there. That's fine. But I do think that they're going to be able to scheme enough scenarios where it's going to be very difficult on Miles to be able to get to Aaron Rodgers on Sunday. Or you know what, depending on what the Ravens do, I think it's going to be very difficult for Myles Garrett to be able to get the Mason Rudolph, because that was a weird conversation yesterday morning. You guys know better than that, but or better than me on that, but that's something we were discussing yesterday.
Yeah, and wouldn't that be a bit of poetry there if Myles Garrett breaks the all-time sack record and he takes down Mason Rudolph to do it? I think there's an opportunity where the Steelers don't have anything to play for, but it would also be tough, I think, to give those guys that much rest. I'll also say this in terms of the Steelers running the football. I certainly feel good about them coming off a game where they ran it for 230. Now, you don't see anything like that. They're not going to run for 200-plus on the Browns.
I don't think so, but they should be able to get 100, and they should be able to get about 125. And I think that this is one of those games where I don't think it's like Chicago. Well, you know, we'll see. It's been kind of up and down, and I really don't know what Shador is going to be able to do on Sunday against Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh and their defense has been really horrific, but you're not playing against Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, where that's been a house of horrors for offense or for Browns quarterbacks and their offense. So I'm not really sure exactly what Shador is going to see in terms of taking on the Pittsburgh offense. But, you know, in this football game, I just think that in so many ways, you know, with what Pittsburgh has in front of them, they could basically line up the football and win this game in 2.5 hours. Because I'm not sure if the offense can stay with it. I think that Pittsburgh will bring enough pressure to force Shador into checkdowns, to force Shador into short throws, to probably get the Browns off the field. And that's going to mean some problems, because I think Shador and I'm surprised the conversation hasn't gone to this, Donnie. I've been answering every Shador question imaginable, so it's been 15 minutes, and I haven't answered a single Shador question. So I'll just say it right now. I think he's been more impressive than I ever thought he would be. His wide receivers, I mean, we're focusing on Malachi Corley going into this football game, and he's a fine young man. He's a lot of fun to talk to, but he's not a wide receiver number one. They've signed offensive linemen and then let them go. Right after a game, it happened 2 weeks ago against Chicago. I mean, this has been as patchwork as it gets across the offense, and that's what Shador has to work for. So if Pittsburgh's able to just keep most things in front of them, they should still be able to come out with a 20-14 win.
How do you feel about the Shador Sanders' growth and maturity over the course of the season? Like, are you or anybody that you work with, are you starting to get the feel like this guy could be the future at QB?
I don't know if he can be the future. I'm willing to give it a try, but he is so polarizing, Donnie, that there's no room for nuance. He's grown. I thought that the game against the Raiders was going to be such a mess because of the lack of everything that he had to go into that football game. He's grown each and every week. I think personally, as he is, I think he's a nice young man. It's weird of me to say that now as you know, this is my 14th year on the fan. And now I'm talking about people who were, I mean, really young when I started in radio. So it's kind of this weird coming of age tale for me talking about him, especially because I grew up a fan of his father. I just don't know if he's going to have the time. You know, there could be some major upheaval within this organization here in the next week and a half. And if there is, if they have the number one or number two overall pick, if Dante Moore goes out there and plays well, I think they're going to squeeze the trigger. And if they squeeze the trigger on him, this is an organization that is very sensitive to the way that their fans feel. 2 years ago, this team went to the playoffs with Joe Flacco. Then they didn't bring back Joe Flacco because they knew that I think they knew that the fans were not going to want to see Deshaun Watson out there. They didn't want fans to be booing Deshaun Watson out there while Joe Flacco was on the sidelines. I think that this is an organization that will probably, if they wanted to bring in Dante Moore, I think they would turn right around and let go of Shedeur Sanders. And I think that doesn't make a ton of sense to me because I think he's played relatively well where I kind of want to see what he has. I want to see what he has. The thing that I've fought so much, Donnie, are the fans who have said, well, we need all these other things. We need all these other things. When you have this many quarterbacks since 1999, I think fans are talking to fear. You either like Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore, or you like Shedeur Sanders. That's where it's at. This is still going to be a quarterback league no matter what. And if you don't like any of the three of them, then you're just going to fear. Because this was a team in 2013 that had six Pro Bowlers. Back when the Pro Bowl was actually played on a field, mm-hmm. They had six Pro Bowlers. They won four games, Donnie, with Brandon Wheaton as their quarterback. You can't do anything without a quarterback. And I don't want any more fan time wasted than what's already been. If Shedeur can do it, let him have a crack at it. If he can't, then fine, move on. But we're going to get more information here over the next month and a half, and the Browns are going to get more information. And then eventually I'll make my decision on whether or not I think the Browns should move on or they should stick with Shedeur.
Since the tie back to open the season in 2018, a 21-21 game, the Browns have won five of the last six games played in Cleveland. The only Pittsburgh win was in Big Ben's final year on Halloween in 2021. Ken, what's your feel right now for this game on Sunday? I know you gave it a little glimpse there as to what the score could be, but would you be surprised at all if the Browns pulled off another victory?
I would. I'd be very surprised. I tell you what, I think it would be big for the general fan with Shedeur Sanders if the Browns were to win that football game on Sunday. But I think it's going to be very hard for them to do it. So as much as I'd love for the Browns to beat the Steelers, I think I know where we're at. I think the general public knows where we're at. I think people know where the Steelers are at right now. I think it's going to be a very, very tall task for them to do so. And I want the Browns to win, but I would probably take the Steelers in this matchup.
Are you going to miss when these games are played indoors a few years down the road? Are you somebody that is going to miss the feel of an outdoor game in the elements like this?
No, because I have so many other things that I have to stand outdoors for when it comes to football. I mean, Donnie, you know it. You cover high school football.
Yep,
that's
absolutely.
Never going to be indoors. I mean, and Ohio State's never moving indoors, and Penn State's never moving indoors now that I've become a Penn State fan here over the last couple of weeks. So I got plenty of outdoor football ahead, and the NFL is an entertainment business. It's a money-making enterprise, and prices are never going to go down. And if you're going to pay more for season tickets, if you're going to pay more for prices or on tickets in general, you might as well be able to take your coat off and go in there and be comfortable while you do it.
There we go. The legendary Ken Carman, morning show host from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. Ken, thanks so much for hopping on. Enjoy your holiday.
Bless you, my friend. Take care.
There we go. Ken Carman, a rival of the PM team, but a fantastic radio show host at 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. Some really good insight there on the Steelers-Browns matchup Sunday, 1 o'clock in Cleveland. And we will have pregame coverage, Fan Game Day, beginning at 10 that morning. Myself, I will be on remote. I will be at my parents' home in Delaware, but I will still be joined by Jeff Hathorn and Mark Cabali as we break down the Week 17 game between Pittsburgh and Cleveland. 50-minute mark on The Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up next hour, we have Jason Mackey at 3:15. We have Mike Florio at 3:30. But we will give a little Pittsburgh sports Christmas list in a few minutes. That's next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.